of Ace, Air Force One, just to put it out there, but we definitely, when we were seeing Captain America, mm-hmm. I was like, if he says get off my plane during mm-hmm. this movie,
yeah.
it might save something.
Yeah, it did not happen.
And he doesn't. Like yeah. a fucking fool.
I saw. No, see, I. But you know, right? If it had actually happened, you'd be like, oh, and of course he had to do the line.
Yeah, yeah.
He had to do it. It was the president. He had to do it.
It's possible, but like at least I'd be thinking about Air Force One a little more.
Sure.
Fantasizing about a better movie than Captain America.
That's
Brave
fair.
World.
Get off my Quinjet. Hey, that's a little Marvel specific for you.
Sure.
I'm like, what? Where's the glossary?
Yeah, you'll get it.
And who's the green brain guy in this one?
Get off my huge red shoulders.
Yeah, I don't think Andy Mangel could deal with that thing. The whole of Marvel in a... No, thank you. That's three fucking volumes.
That's fair, yeah.
Each one of them on your back.
Do they ever like try to create something like that?
I'm sure there's something close to that. Not as... I wouldn't say good, but I mean, like...
Oh, yeah.
There's always those like off-brand... I mean, that's what that is. It's an off-brand, like... Some publisher buys the rights. Like it's the glossary of whatever the fuck. So I would I would bet money there's a Marvel one, a DC one.
Yeah, yeah. There's not one for Wolfgang Petersen movies, but
that's too bad.
This is indeed though our buddy from SLC James, very right on. This is a stacked as hell cast here, man, including returning new We Hate Movies favorite John Mahoney, just in Primal Fear a few weeks ago.
Yes.
And I believe our friend James also called it. Dude, you better have the deck stained already because the dead for noon has begun.
Oh, totally.
The deck better be stained. You better be waiting for it to dry.
Stain that deck. Oh, the lawn better be clipped.
It's Clint Eastwood. We're talking about presidents getting killed. Yes. This is dad all over.
And John Mahoney as the head of the SS. How exciting.
Oh no. Our SS, what? You see.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Same idea.
Well, now it's the same idea.
Yes, of course. Yeah, yeah. They're into mysticism now. Counterfeit money, keeping the Fuhrer alive, and mysticism.
I didn't see any of the pins, though, the double ups
you're not meant to.
They're supposed to, under the lapel, I suppose.
Under the lapel.
I've been tasked to get that unholy Bible back. It's got the spells we need in it. Listen, if we get this, we could bring back Hellboy. I assume he'll be on our side.
One can only assume.
I don't have any upsetting agreements with Hellboy, but he seems like a reasonable guy.
He's American.
It was me and what's that fella from Russia? What was his name? Rasputin was there, and John Mahoney, of course. My old tattered chair from Frasier, and Albus Dumbledore. He was also around. Speaking of catching wizards and whatnot.
Did an arcane ceremony to bring Hellboy to this dimension.
A 10-year-old Gary Cole was there to help us out.
And Dylan Deadmeat McDermott. Dude, he is dead from the word
it's
jump.
Wild, yeah.
Dude, you don't even get directed by Wolfgang Petersen, and somehow you can sniff out that Dylan McDermott's dead
in
this movie.
I love the part where he's just like, I'm thinking of quitting.
Yes.
I don't want to die.
What? You haven't died in the motion picture yet. You're staying on, buddy.
What are you, some kind of pussy?
Exactly.
Why don't you stay on?
I need you, pal. Isn't that a speech? There you go.
I need your death to inspire me. Fuck your wife and child. I need that to propel me to greatness.
At least they know not to include those as characters in the movie, because let's not even think about
it. Not even bother.
Not even bother.
Yeah.
Because also, boy, I mean, I like the guy. I got nothing against Dylan McDermott.
Mm-hmm.
But Dylan McDermott playing Chicago Italian?
Yeah, no.
Sir,
that's where you go for Dermot Mulroney. That's where you flip it.
Yep, exactly. Mm-hmm.
That's what you want.
Oh, no, you can't. No, you can't cast Dylan. Dermot Mulroney is anybody from west of Texas. That's just, you cannot, or east of Texas, I should say. Mm. It's just impossible.
Yeah. I think it's happened though.
It has
several.
Him and the Family Stone. I'm like, how is he related to Diane Keaton? When did she fucking?
That's not happening. Yeah,
when did she drill for oil?
All right, but we got to lay it out here though. Who's better?
Oh,
McDermott or Mulroney?
Mulroney for sure.
I think Mulroney.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I never really gave them consideration.
I don't have anything against
McDee. It's hard to me to tell them apart. They should do a funny comedy together. What the hell's the holdup?
Hilariously, it might even be the same year Dermot Mulroney was a dead meat in the movie Copycat, Remember when he gets killed by the triad for some reason in the middle of that movie?
It's an accident because they have him already arrested.
Yes.
And they're trying to break out while they're arrested.
That's right. There's a shootout in the police station.
Yeah,
he just gets got away.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
I think they're about
funny.
Even. Yeah. Like, honestly, it's like the Paxton Pullman thing to me. Like, I'm like, they're both about the same.
Oh, no. Paxton way over Pullman.
No,
Paxton
and Pullman equal.
You know what? It's not even the death. It's not even the death.
See, I'm more
into it. It's not. I'm not even
I'm into the Bills. I will give you Paxton is better, but Pullman's got a pull to him. I like
him. I'm telling you, it's pointless. It's like, well, come on, by 3 points. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Come on. They're about the same. Paxton Pullman, about the same.
Is it the margin of error is what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Bill Pullman is Pepsi okay?
Okay.
You know? Yeah, it's fine when you get it. You wanted the Coke of Paxton, but
of
Pullman is the Pepsi, and it's fine.
You just wanted something cold with carbonation. It came, didn't it?
If you like what you just heard and want to hear the rest of this episode, go to patreon.com/wehatemovies and sign up. You'll get this episode along with all sorts of other exclusive Patreon content, as well as a unique RSS feed that can be used with the podcast app of your choice. patreon.com/wehatemovies. Check it out.